Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the road, and we are at our favorite place to come do remotes at. We're at Fuzzy Tacos here in Midtown. Justin Harris is here at the table with us, and as always, before we get started, Justin, thank you. Food's always fresh, delicious, and we always really appreciate your hospitality.
Enjoy having you guys out, Bob.
All right, we're going to talk about all the stuff happening at Fuzzy's, and this is going to be some jam-up weekend. But first, let's talk a little bit about basketball. Golden Eagles kind of shockingly lose by 20 points to Coastal Carolina last night, which people thought was maybe the weakest team in the league. Andrew, you cover all this for a living. Have we seen the low point? I mean,
lost by nine.
Nine, okay, that's right. They did,
but
they were down yes,
a good bit too early on.
Right.
They were playing terrible in the second half. I mean, they're in it in the first half, and they just fall apart. Can't put my finger on it. That's for sure.
Well, here's what I just see: no consistent offensive strategy. It's just like you come down the floor, you pass, you shoot. Or you come down the floor and whoever's got the ball takes it to the goal. Is offense the problem?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Honestly, I think everything was the problem last night. I mean, it just feels like the wheels are just coming off right now. I mean, there's no real better way to phrase it.
There are some defensive lapses, too, where the Eagles would try to apply pressure to get a turnover, which Coastal Carolina, you know, is not good at taking care of the basketball. So the Eagles would apply pressure, but they'd leave – invariably, they would leave a guy underneath the goal all by himself for a layup or a slam dunk. And statistically, obviously, those are the easiest buckets to make. So, you know, you kind of live by the sword, you die by the sword. They were trying to create turnovers, and by doing that, they made a mistake. Too many times, they left guys wide open for easy buckets.
Coastal had won one league game going into the game.
And had lost 12 in a row, 12 games in a row.
12 games in a row with an interim coach. Am I not right about that?
No, it's first year.
First year coach.
But,
okay.
But yeah, it was right. It was just, it's not good right now.
All right, I have to bring it up. I have to ask the question and let the heat come, I guess. But another technical foul last night on Curbelo from the bench. Second or third time I've seen that. Numerous technical fouls. Hurt the team. Andrew, when's enough enough?
I mean, you got three games left in the season at this point. If you were going to do something drastic like the early games or the suspension he had earlier in the year, you would have done it by now. I mean, at this point, that's the horse you chose to ride. And, you know, we all know how talented he is. You just wish he could take that energy and just put it on the court. But
you interviewed him earlier this year, and he recognized his problem.
He did.
Yet here we are again.
And he sat there and told me, he said, I've been, you know, really working on it. I've been talking with professionals, you know, to curb my, you know, instincts to just want to lose it. And it doesn't look like, and perhaps, you know, the first half of the year, maybe a little better, but now it's rearing its ugly head again. And if you're Jay Ladner and the rest of the coaching staff, you've set an ugly precedent here. All right, so if you let him get away with what he hesitates to use the word get away, but you understand what I'm saying, then where are the rules for the rest of the players?
Right.
Right? If other players do things wrong, then...
And you can't say put him on the bench because he's getting technical fouls
from the
bench.
Well, and you know, that has been, I think, one of Jay's biggest problems, and this goes back to since he's been here. I mean, he brings in talented players, but, man, their off-the-court issues are tremendous. Like, you look at that 7-26 team, there was a few questionable individuals, nothing illegal or anything, but, I mean, just the way that that locker room was for a good 2 years, I mean, Jay was putting up with a lot of that, and it never seems to pay off, and... Yeah, I mean, that's something he needs to really learn to deal with. Too late in his coaching tenure to be dealing with it now.
And here's something that's really stark to me, is that all of us at this table know Lee Roberts, all right, who's doing color or doing the play-by-play on ESPN+. I have never known Lee Roberts ever to have anything unkind to say about anyone, even when perhaps in a private discussion they deserve to have some negative things. Lee Roberts doesn't even – but the fact that Lee Roberts has even brought up
the
problem.
Well, I mean, they brought it up last night that you're hurting the team. They had cut the game to 9 points, and here comes a technical foul and all the distractions, and it's very unfortunate. Well, they play again tomorrow night, 7:30, I think.
7
o'clock tomorrow night. So hopefully things will get better.
But you got Louisiana coming in here who came from behind in the second half to win. Louisiana's playing better. And then you got – the two other big dogs in the West, South Al and Troy.
Arkansas State, isn't it?
No, it's Troy and Troy and South Al are the last two coming in here. So, and those are teams that already. So it's not looking good.
All right, we've still got Oz. Coach Oz is going to be on the show a little later. Also, Patrick McGee from down in New Orleans. But let's talk about something pleasant. We got Justin Harris here with us, the owner operator here at Fuzz. Big weekend, man. Lay it out.
Yeah, got a lot going on, obviously, with baseball games, with live tech in here and baseball, and then, you know, the basketball, and I think there's some beach volleyball, and then we've also, it just happens to fall tomorrow, is National Margarita Day, so we're going to have $5 house margaritas on the rocks or frozen and sangria swirls all day tomorrow as well, so it ought to be an interesting weekend.
All right, scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you to have the baseball team playing three-game series again here in Hattiesburg?
11. It just makes a huge difference. Obviously, you know, I mean, in the past, like, you know, a little last year, but obviously the year before basketball, you know, it really, really brought a crowd. And, you know, and that's good for all the businesses. And then, you know, things haven't gone so great this year. And, you know, you can feel it. Everybody feels it around, you know, locally from that standpoint, from a crowd, you know, tax revenue standpoint for businesses. But I think baseball's here, and the skies are blue, and it's going to be a lot better.
And I guess this sounds simple, but what you want is you want people to come to a sporting event. The Eagles win the sporting event. Everybody's in a good mood. Man, let's go over to Fuzzy's and have a couple of drinks and get something to eat.
Absolutely. Come before, get a little pregame in, go enjoy a win, come back and celebrate the win.
Yeah. Or you can look at the other side. Some of the sports haven't been so successful. You come here and get a little bit tanked and then go to where the
– Some of them you have to.
The game might be tolerable, you know. So, whatever, you know.
Every time we come here, Justin's very gracious and feeds us. And every time, Justin, the food is fresh, it's hot, it has flavor. Your guys back here put in a lot of effort to make sure everybody has a good meal.
You're right. I mean, we do the best we can. Obviously, you know, we're human, and I know it isn't always 100% satisfactory. But everything's handmade back here in the kitchen. You know, I'm not going to call it a scratch kitchen, but, I mean, we're handmade, made fresh daily, from the chips and everything else. So we do our best to, you know, make sure everybody's 100% satisfied, fresh, hot, fast, and, you know, sometimes we do fall short, but we'll make it right. I can tell you that if we know about it, and we just do the best we can, and try and have everybody leaving here in a better mood than they came in.
One of the things I want to ask you, Justin, is it's been all over the papers, obviously all over the news, is food costs. But when I check the menus here, the price has been the same. So how are you guys as obviously, you're in business, you want to make some money. So how are you guys dealing at Fuzzy's with rising food costs?
Well, in all honesty, that's been tough. And we actually have a slight, you know, we have a company that analyzes, you know, all the stores in the region you're in versus everyone else, and then to see how much, you know, a slight increase will affect you. We're actually in the process of one right now. It should go live any day, but we're talking about 5 or 10 cents on some items, you know, different things. But it's tough. We've had to change the way we handle eggs. Obviously, that's a big expense. Even Waffle House is a 50-cent surcharge on eggs now instead of changing their price. So the chicken's going through the roof. Beef's high. Eggs, obviously. So it's just one of those things, but it becomes inevitable. And, I mean, I'm not going to – I mean, it's been a struggle. Obviously, every day is a struggle. But we take it one day at a time, and we're getting to our better season. Hopefully, we start seeing some relief on those come March here pretty soon on our prices.
Because when you talk about value, I mean, you gotta go to the bottom line, right? And, I mean, like I said, I haven't seen these prices change forever. I mean, you can feed a whole family here for other places. You might be able to feed one person for what you can feed a whole family here for. So I just applaud you guys for hanging on.
Yep. We you know, you can price yourself too low out of business or price yourself too high out of business, and we just try and keep that at medium. And, you know, with the ebbs and flows on food costs, just do the best we can with it and still try to provide, you know, the service and quality that people expect.
With some of the cold that we've had across the country, do we anticipate vegetables, any vegetables maybe being affected by the cold weather?
That does. You know, you get a hard freeze in Florida or, you know, even California or different things. And, you know, there's other things that affects the avocado price, the lettuce, tomatoes. But right now, I don't know of any with that. I hadn't gotten an alert, but we'll know next week for sure.
You come back and join us at the end of the show?
I should be able to make it.
Justin Harris, we're at Fuzzy's Tacos in Midtown, our very favorite place to come. We'll be back. Patrick McGee, sports editor of the Times-Picayune, next on the Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the road. We're in Midtown, cold Midtown. We're at Fuzzy's Tacos, and the garage door is not open, and I'm guessing not going to be opened later tonight. Pretty chilly outside, but the baseball at 4 o'clock this afternoon moved up, obviously, because of the cold temperatures tonight. And we'll be hearing from Coach Oz in the next segment. So grateful to Justin for having us down here at Fuzzy's. Always enjoy it, and always recommend it's a great place to come get good, fresh food and great atmosphere. Always fun here at Fuzzy's. Patrick McGee is the, of course, sports editor of the Times-Picayune, a regular contributor, the original contributor of the Eagle Hour. And Patrick, I know that you and Kelly talked last week about the new head football coach for the Saints. Some coordinators coming in and the staff beginning to shape up a little bit, right?
Yeah, Doug Nussmeier, which everybody kind of expected to happen. He was the quarterback's coach there with the Eagles under Kellen Moore, and he worked previously with them with the Chargers and the Cowboys, so obviously they're quite tight. Kellen Moore will be calling plays here in New Orleans, but Doug Nussmeier will follow along as his offensive coordinator. And today it was officially confirmed that Brandon Staley is going to be the Saints defensive coordinator, the guy that Kevin, who had been the obvious candidate. So both guys that the Saints have hired as coordinators are kind of the two guys everybody expected from the start.
And, of course, you always wonder, what does that mean for the quarterback? Because that's the main guy on the team. What does this mean for Derek Carr? Is it too early to say?
I mean, it's too early to say. I mean, Kellen Moore, whenever he was asked about Carr last week at the press conference, I mean, he had nice things to say about Carr, but he was noncommittal as far as him being the starting quarterback. I think most people at this point kind of expect Carr to be around for another season. Maybe as kind of treating him as the bridge quarterback. We'll see on that, but no, I mean, it's kind of hard to say. I guess maybe Carr is kind of similar to a Dak Prescott type, who Kellen Moore handled whenever he's with the Cowboys. So I don't know. I mean, it remains to be seen, but obviously Carr is not the quarterback of the future. But he remains to be the guy right now.
Patrick, regardless of what decisions that Kellen Moore makes now, he's really in a no-lose situation, isn't he? Whether he decides to keep guys or cut them?
Well, I mean,
what do you have to lose?
When you say what do you have to lose, what do you mean, like in terms of personnel or
from a personnel standpoint, whether you decide to keep people or cut them, I mean, it's really not that big of a deal because your team wasn't nearly as competitive as you'd want it to be anyway. So,
well, I mean, I think nobody really is putting pressure on them to be a playoff team year one. So, I guess from that perspective, yeah. I mean, in terms of personnel moves going into 2025. If the Saints are smart, they're not making moves to win right now. They're making moves to win down the road. So I guess from that perspective, sure, the Saints are going to try to put their best team they can out there. But this is a team that really needs an influx of young talent, and they're going to be doing that through the draft and whatever, acquiring picks towards the future. So we'll see what happens. The Saints, I think, would still like to get a few more picks in the draft coming up.
Patrick, what's your take on the defensive coordinator hiring? I know you said it was expected, but do you like it? What makes him have the good qualities that can give a little hope to Saints fans?
I'm not Mr. Optimistic. The hire makes sense, I mean, he was a young, up-and-coming defensive coordinator with the Rams, had success there, then he became the head coach with the Chargers. So it kind of remains to be seen, how successful he can be in a situation like he's walking into in New Orleans. He had a lot to work with as the Rams defensive coordinator. And the Saints do have, some capable guys on that defensive side of the ball, but as we talked about before, they're way too old there. They're going to have to figure out ways to get younger on that side of the ball. And I don't know. I mean, I think the Saints will be able to, with the players they have, skill position on offense, they really have to address the offensive line and depth there. But the Saints should still be able to move the ball and score. But on defense, I would expect that there's going to be a bit of a rebuild there pretty quickly. And, I don't know. It just remains to be seen what Staley's going to have to work with there on defense.
Well, one of the things that you always like to have going into a draft is draft picks, right? The number of picks. Patrick, yeah. Do the Saints feel like anybody currently on their roster is somebody that they might be able to deal to obtain some draft capital?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody is single out there. I think Chris Olave is somebody that people have mentioned, but he's somebody who's battled concussions off and on, but he still has, is a good receiver, still has upside. He's somebody that could move. The Saints, I think, have 8 picks going into the 2025 draft, and that's a decent haul. But if they could add a couple more there, I'm sure they'd probably figure out a way to move somebody. But there aren't really kind of obvious pieces to say, well, they did trade Marshawn Lattimore last season. That was kind of a step in the right direction. But it's not a roster where there's a bunch of guys, on there. You don't have a bunch of guys on the roster and still have a lot of time left of ahead of them that they can just move and get some more draft picks. So, I don't know. I don't think there's going to be a lot of movement for the Saints, but I guess there's that potential.
I've heard you mention this before, but how did the Saints get so old, Patrick?
I think a little bit of it was pride from the top of the organization in that they were, committed to these guys and they were going to stick with them. And, you know, if in their mind, if it's not broke, why try to fix it? But in the NFL, age is going to catch up to you. I guess we see quarterbacks maybe playing longer and longer careers if they play at a high level. But if you're a defensive end, a linebacker, a back, once you get to the close to your, you know, early 30s, mid 30s, that's when time catches up, and that's what we've seen. It's just, I think, really Mickey Loomis and that group just didn't make a lot of the right calls. And they're thinking, well, these guys are still playing well, entering the 30s and you know, early 30s. But time was going, it was eventually going to catch up to them, and they just didn't have the forethought on it.
Patrick, I want to ask you about a different sports organization. There was a big story, rumor, whatever you want to call it, of the NHL looking at New Orleans as a potential expansion team. What's your take? What'd you kind of take away from all that?
It did happen. There's a group, I think, led by one individual who met with the NHL here recently, trying to make an argument that, you know, New Orleans is a great place for an NHL expansion team. And I can't remember his name. He owns a Bush League hockey team up in Monroe, and Nicholas Perkin, I think his name is. I think that's who's behind it. He's openly said before that he wants to put in an NHL team in New Orleans, and apparently that's who met him. I can't say with 100% certainty on that, but I think that's what happened there. And somehow the NHL granted him a meeting, and the deputy commissioner admitted that meeting happened. But, I mean, it just makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, they just don't have the facility to host. I mean, the Pelicans want to get out of the Smoothie King or have a dramatic renovation. I mean, it's just not – it's not a facility that can host two large teams, and it just doesn't make sense from a whole lot of angles. I mean, New Orleans is not a city that really is going to be hosting three major sport franchises. You know, two is a lot for New Orleans, so three would be asking a lot. So it just seems completely unrealistic. But it's not, you know, I'm somebody that's been wrong before in my life, but I just see how it's really a possibility.
And if the city of Atlanta, who has had two different NHL teams go belly up or move, you know, New Orleans not anywhere near as big as Atlanta, and you would argue that if Atlanta can't make it work, then New Orleans couldn't. However, Nashville has made it work, you know, but Nashville, well, a little bit different.
I have trouble putting ice hockey and jambalaya together in the same sentence. I think
there was
the
a
Saints,
time when they had minor league hockey teams thriving in that route, New Orleans, Biloxi, and Lafayette. Yep. I mean, if they got a team here, I think it would have support, maybe not the support that you would expect from an NHL franchise. It would have support. But there's just so many towns out there that make more sense, whether it's Houston or Austin or Phoenix, getting another team. There's just so many teams that would just be standing ahead of New Orleans.
Yeah, hockey in New Orleans. I don't know. I don't know, Patrick. I don't know. All right, Patrick, real quick, and I know you stay busy covering a lot of stuff, but Southern Miss baseball off to a 5-0 start. Nice win over Mississippi State. Looks to be a very deep and talented baseball team.
Yeah, I was able to watch some of the state games. And, yeah, I mean, they look solid. I mean, they got guys throughout the lineup who are able to produce. And, you know, I kind of, for me, the whole pitching staff as a whole kind of remains to be seen on that. But, obviously, they've done very well through the early going. Whether they can kind of hold up through the long run, I think they still got a little something to prove. But, obviously, Southern Miss is a team that's going to compete in the Sun Belt again.
All right, Patrick, thanks. Work on that hockey team for us between now and next Friday. Okay, Patrick?
Yeah, I'll get right on it.
All right, more to come from Fuzzy's Tacos in Midtown. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, well, welcome back to Fuzzy's Tacos. That's where we're at today. Midtown, Hattiesburg. Always happy to be down here with our very good friend Justin Harris, and he always just treats us so kind.
I almost hate that they didn't move the baseball starting time up to 2. You know, we could just go from here
straight over to the park.
Yeah.
Right. I tell you where you keep up with it tonight, though. Pine Belt News.
Yeah.
What a great segue, Bob.
That was really smooth.
Andrew, tell me about Pine Belt News. I think you know a little bit about them.
Yeah, I think I do. It's a weekly newspaper here in Hattiesburg. $35 for the year. That's print and online subscription.
That's
you get
cheap.
The newspaper, our signature magazine, very popular. You can read all my stuff behind the paywall with all
there
high school and college sports coverage in the area, Lamar and Forest County. Again, $35 for the year. You can find us on all social media platforms or our website, www.hubcityspokes.com.
There you go.
There really are no other. There's one other newspaper in Hattiesburg, but I picked up a copy of it yesterday.
Yeah.
And did you know Ronald Reagan got shot?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not saying they're behind the times.
Did they have a follow-up on the Lincoln assassination?
Yeah, a postscript, yeah. How things are running rampant nowadays.
All right, baseball at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Andrew was at the field yesterday. Set this up, Andrew.
Yeah, so we had media availability with Coach Oz yesterday. We got to sit down and talk with him for about 7-minute-long interview. We talk about the weekend rotation, the decision behind it, Chandler Best's injury, Cal Culpepper's performance, and then it leads off with us asking about Louisiana Tech. He gives his thoughts on that. So there you go.
If you want to Coach Oz.
You know, we were preparing for them just like we do any opponent, you know, watching a lot of video, breaking down their hitters, breaking down their pitchers, and just kind of, you know, trying to see what they are and what kind of tendencies they have, and then, you know, and make our game plan off of that. But great program, you know, thank the world of those guys. A lot of, you know, a lot of history between each both programs, I guess, and you know, so it's going to be fun. They're a good team. They had a good weekend. I think 4-0 against Maine. So you know, we're expecting a dogfight, and look forward to tomorrow.
They have brought in a couple transfers. I wonder if you've maybe found any similarities, you know, between this year's team and maybe what you guys had last year.
Well, I think they kind of are in the same boat, you know, as we were, you know, this time last year. A lot of new that trying to figure out. So, you know, again, it's to me, we don't focus so much on the others as we do ourselves. And, you know, but we are trying to develop a good game plan for them when they come in here. And, you know, and as you get going into a 3-game series, you know a lot more halfway through game one or at the end of game one than you did when you started.
Can you talk about just having a Lane Burroughs team here? Just, I know you guys have a lot of history.
Yeah, I mean, he's like a brother to me. I want to beat him worse than I want to beat anybody, and I know he feels the same. And you know, but a tremendous amount of respect. You know, he's done a great job. I got to share a dugout with him that one season in 2017 at Tech, and you know, again, it's after this week, and I hope he wins every game that he plays. And you know, so that's kind of the attitude we have.
You at a point where you're ready to share the rotation yet for the weekend, or let it keep it under wraps?
No, I mean, that's fine. I'll share with you. We're going to go JB game one. We're going to go Cross game two, and Matt Adams game three.
How hard was that decision? Because obviously those three and Graydon all pitched really well this past weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a great problem. It really wasn't a hard decision to me, in my opinion, because I think there was, you know, multiple right answers. And, you know, so that's kind of what we're rolling with, and feel good about it. And, you know, really everything we're thinking about is just game one. You know, whatever we got to do to win game one, then you worry about the others. But definitely, you know, go ahead and let the guys know who will be starting those games. So, but it's good to have the problems, like you stated, when you have multiple options.
With that decision, does that leave you some lefty pin pieces, or you know, have you decided if you're going to make, you know, midweek starts with those guys, or
kind of take it as it goes? We're going to be short a little bit. Chandler will be out this weekend. You know, he's you know, getting evaluated and seen, and everything looks you know, good. And but we're going to take it easy with him. And so you know, we still have some guys that haven't pitched yet. You know, that their time's coming, and you know, so I look forward to just seeing. Again, you know, we're going to play to win, but, you know, whatever, there's going to be some guys that probably hadn't had their opportunity yet. They're going to get some opportunities. So just look forward to watching these guys continue to grow.
Any guess on what Chandler's dealing with?
It seems to be nerve issue. It's kind of stemming from the neck area. So, you know, there's a lot of things it could be. It can be a strain. It could be something with the disc. It could be, who knows. So, but we'll let the doctors figure that out. But spirits are good. And I think we've got some decent news today. So we're just going to let time, you know, run its course with it.
Got a nice situation out in center field right now. Two really productive guys, a lefty and a righty. What's the approach for those guys at this point?
Man, they're making it tough. I mean, you know, again, I feel like I sound like a broken record when I say multiple right options. But it's hard to refute the fact that we got some, you know, got a little bit of depth in some areas. And it's not just there. I mean, in the infield, there's some guys that are patiently waiting. But it's a good problem to have. You can kind of do matchup or you can do some late inning changes for defensive purposes or whatnot. So competition's a good thing and should make everyone better. And I think it clearly is. I think we're seeing a little bit of that.
To circle back to Tuesday, Kyle Culpepper, you know, going on the mound, making his debut for you guys. How promising was what he showed, you know, compared to what you saw in the fall and, you know, obviously him redshirting last year?
Yeah, he's had a tremendous amount of growth, you know, from last year, even from this fall to now. I'm so proud of him. You know, it was I hated I didn't get him in this past weekend. He was down there. It was just kind of by circumstance more than anything. It wasn't a confidence issue by any means, and I told him that. And so, yeah, I felt really good about saying, all right, fifth inning, Mississippi State, we got a 3-0 lead, you know, get after it, you know. And I thought he stared it in the face and looked great. I thought he didn't flinch at all and went after him. So I'm not surprised. He's shown that. He had a really good 3 weeks leading up to our season starting. And he's, like I said, you know, the young man's grown, you know, mentally and physically. So it's good to see.
I've been curious, your thoughts on Dre Barrett's approach through the first five games, his maturity level, how he's handled, you know, all that playing time and the weight on the shoulders.
No, he's handling it not like a freshman. I think he's got a maturity. I mean, maybe he'd probably say it was a tough night the other night, Tuesday. Well, that was probably some of the best pitching he's seen in a while, too. So he's learning and growing with each plate appearance, with each inning, with each game. And you know, just like any player out there, you know, they're kind of writing their own story, and every rep, every at bat, every pitch or whatever it is just, you know, part of that story. So, but no, Dre's handled it well, in my opinion. I think he's looked good and handled the opportunities that he's been given.
Coach, back to Culpepper. During the fall, he had a big 12-6 he was throwing.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all decided just to stick with the slider, or are y'all still kind of working on that, or?
We kind of try to simplify it a little bit. You know, let's pick out two things that we're really good at and attack. I'm not saying those others aren't there, because they are, and stuff, but just kind of bread and butter. You know, you got to have something that you can attack with and that you feel confident in and stuff. And I think he's found that. And I think that simplification of things has helped him kind of grow a little bit, too. So he still has, you know, he's got a four-pitch mix and for sure, but we have a little bit more of an identity now of how we're going to go at him.
Colby Slider obviously was really good the other night. He made some comments when we talked to him that y'all tweaked some things or found some things. Is there anything you can share on that, maybe mechanical grip or any of that? Or?
It's simple, I think, with him. He knows it. When his slider gets in that 85, 6, 7 range, when that velocity gets up there, it means he's staying behind it a lot better. And it's a little harder, a little sharper, things like that. I thought this last Friday, it was at 83 range, I believe, somewhere in there. And that means he's supinating a little too early, getting around it. And you lose a little power. You lose a little bit bite. It's more of a gradual break versus a sharp break. So he knows it. He feels it. And it's a constant. You know, it's all about adjustments and making things. But he feels it, and he knows how to fix it.
All right, that's Christian Ostrander yesterday. We go around a horn here. We've got about 90 seconds. Andrew, what have the Golden Eagles got to do to come out with this series win this weekend?
Pitch it. That's the first one. You kind of need the same results as last time. You don't want to get too deep into the bullpen, but really I'd like to see the offense kind of kickstart a little bit quicker. I know Mississippi State had a really good staff, but, you know, Louisiana Tech always seems to be able to swing in, even though they've got a lot of change in their lineup. You're going to have to swing it this weekend.
Kelly, how will the cold weather, and it's going to be cold all weekend, affect things, you think?
Well, it's the same for both teams, obviously.
Right.
But I think, if anything, you're just going to be a little bit more a little bit. You got to watch the pitching staff a little bit more. Maybe not throw as many pitches, but you also have to let the game come to you. You know, but I think on the surface, guys might throw fewer pitches than maybe they were originally scheduled. But I love the phrase that he just said, multiple right answers. If I was making T-shirts or if I was in the marketing department, man, I'd be cranking those T-shirts out. Southern Miss baseball, multiple right answers. Because there isn't, as tough as the schedule is, there isn't anybody on that schedule. That they cannot beat if they, as Andrew said, pitch it and throw it. They don't have to worry about the opponents. If they just do what they're supposed to do, they're going to win a lot of baseball games.
Andrew, is a series win enough?
Yes.
You win two out of three?
I think if they win two out of three, they're in the top 25, no question. So that's what they're playing for this weekend.
And I don't see any reason why they, you know, why they couldn't do. Now, do we play at La Tech anytime this year? At the Shack?
No.
Or are they all here?
So. They're all here.
Probably next year you'll see them three games there if I were guessing. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to wrap things up. Amy's going to join us. Justin had to move on. We're at Fuzzy's Tacos. We're going to wrap up the show right after this.
Amy.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. As always, we've had a wonderful time here at Fuzzy's Taco. A little cold. We like it when the garage door's open, but other than that, and so Justin left. He had some business to take care of, and we have the manager here. And Kelly, how can we introduce you? Ready?
Well, I think the Pure Prairie League did it better.
Yeah.
But we
go ahead.
Amy, what you want to do? I think I'm in love with you.
I like that introduction.
Okay, that's enough.
That's nice.
Have you ever heard that before?
Many times.
Many times? Yeah. More times than I got called spaghetti growing up. Is that right? Bob Spaghetti. All right, what you got, Andrew? Wrap it up here because Amy's got important information to distribute.
Just that the softball team is up 3-0 right now against Nicholls State. They will be playing number 5 LSU, I think, around 4 o'clock. So something to look at while the Golden Eagles are throwing their first pitch.
Right. I should clarify, too, earlier in the show I said that Corbello got a technical last night.
Well, you were right.
He got two.
Yeah, well.
He got two.
To
okay.
be specific.
Two in
yeah.
one game.
Yeah.
All right, Amy, no technical fouls being called against you.
No.
But you got a big weekend down here, don't you?
We have a real big weekend. We got Golden Eagle baseball tomorrow. We have Golden Eagle basketball tomorrow. And it's National Margarita Day. So $5 margaritas all day long. And Tatum Fields, they're having their opening weekend this weekend for soccer and, I believe, Little League baseball.
I think we may be seeing Louisiana Tech pull up in here.
Ah,
I don't
nice.
Know who that is. Maybe we can throw some eggs. No, they're too expensive.
Yeah, we can't afford it.
Really,
so
can't we really have afford our to eggs do on that. Sunday brunch, $2.49.
All right. Now, you were talking to Kelly. Of course, he was asking about alcoholic beverages, which came as a hell of a shock to me, that he had to ask any questions. You can have like 100 different flavors of margaritas here tomorrow.
Pretty much.
How does that work?
You just order a margarita and add a flavor.
What are the flavors?
Blackberry, blueberry, strawberry, watermelon, peach,
mango,
passion fruit, coconut.
What's your
the
flavor?
The list goes on.
I like the watermelon.
Andrew?
Oh, gosh. Probably the mango.
Yeah, the mango's good,
yeah,
too.
I bet the blackberry is pretty
like
good.
I just like an original margarita on the rocks.
Yeah, yeah. Is that a fuzzy Rita? Is that what I'm looking
fuzzy
at?
Fuzzy Rita, yes, sir.
And what is a bushwhacker?
That's kind of like a coffee drink. It's a coffee, vodka, rum, amaretto.
Hey, and
people
you have
love
like,
it on game days.
Like I used to go, growing up to the 7-Eleven, and I would get
Ripple
frozen, you know, like frozen Coke. But
right.
You took it a step further. You've got frozen Coke and Jack Daniels.
Jack and Coke or frozen rum and Coke.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that popular?
It is.
Kelly?
If you like a good slushy.
Oh, yeah. You never. I mean,
slushy.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm looking
yeah,
for.
Or yeah, slurpy or slushy. Yeah. Well,
that's it. Slushy. That's right.
Kelly probably knows the menu better than her. I would
think. Oh, I think he does. So. Is there anything Kelly hasn't gotten for free down here that you can think of? Any?
I don't know.
Well, he just man, it's jump on Kelly Day, I guess, Amy. But what one of the things I like about the menu is if you're not really hungry, you can go
right.
the light snack
light
route,
snack.
You know, or all the way up to the complete, you know, heavier meals. But either way, you're not going to pay an arm and a leg.
And we have that new happy hour now. It's from 2 to 6, so you can come in and get a queso or a taco for a discounted price.
Oh, I thought you meant a drinking happy hour.
Well, we have drinking happy hour, too, but if you want to just come in and get a taco.
From 2 to 6?
From 2 to 6, Monday through Friday.
You could be pretty good slush by 6, couldn't you, Sam?
Oh, just tell me what time I need to be tapped
hey,
by.
You got know. 4 minutes. 4 minutes to start.
I can get started really early.
All right, and so great place to come lunch before the baseball.
Before the baseball.
Have a couple
baseball.
Drinks and some tacos after baseball.
And then next weekend we have the Mardi Gras parade right here in front of
yeah,
Fuzzy,
that's
so.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, and actually our friends at Southern Bancorp have invited us to their
They invited you?
Yeah, I just got it on my phone.
Really? I think that was probably a mistake.
Well, maybe, but it's too bad. You know, I've already got it. So it sucks to be them if they didn't mean to send it because I've got it on my phone.
Does he do trivia down here?
He does trivia every Wednesday night.
Can you describe that?
I've been there for Kelly's trivia.
Well,
he's on point.
It's loud.
The commentary is unique.
To say the least.
But aren't you surprised, Andrew, that I've never had my tail beaten by somebody that I make some comment about in the crowd? They seem to love it. The more I trash them,
right.
Maybe the more they seem to like
he's
it.
He's right on the line there sometimes.
Yeah, well, he damn sure ain't going to outrun them in the parking lot, so he'd have to square off and fight them.
Well, Bob got a point there, too, you know. So, no, I love Fuzzy. Love the camaraderie.
Yeah, this place is awesome.
Yeah, it's a great place.
This has been a big hit, too, hasn't it? Right here in Midtown. First business, if I've remember correctly.
We're going on 6 years. This
was the first business that really stepped up and located here, wasn't it?
Right.
Well, and the way that the business is run, too. I mean, look, how many businesses went belly up during COVID?
Right.
And it happened a lot. It didn't happen here, you know, because they had the forethought to manage things the right way, survived it, knew they would come out of it, and now, you know, and a lot of businesses very close to them, without mentioning names, you know, weren't able to make it, but they were.
What's the biggest? Is it lunch? Dinner?
It really depends on the day of the week, but we do have a good lunch. We have also lunch specials from 10 to 2. There's not very many places you go eat under $10, and you can eat under $10 here. So.
And don't forget Fuzzy's as a breakfast place, too.
Really?
Yep. A lot of people
breakfast
don't.
All day.
Yeah.
We say it, but we really mean it. This is our favorite place. We go a lot of places, but we always love coming here.
My favorite place, too.
And we thank you very much for being so kind to us.
You're welcome.
That wraps it up. Baseball at 4 o'clock. 2 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Sunday. Hoping for the sweep, but we'll take the series win. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.